100 Word Stories.
This week's topic for the 100 Word Stories podcast weekly challenge was bottle. Sometimes, the internet eats an email, or a story comes in late. Here are Jeffrey's two stories.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 547 on the topic of bottle. My first story is called A Cup of Pretension. I've liked coffee ever since that fateful morning in graduate school when, bleary-eyed and heading for class, I poured a cup of Maxwell House from the department's automatic drip machine. I've upgraded my taste in beans a little. Dunkin' Donuts, regular and decaf mixed 50-50, is the Fisher House specialty, and bought a nicer drip maker, but it's essentially the same stuff. Out in the broader world, though, people have gone nuts. First there was Starbucks and its baristas, which allowed them to charge $3 for over-roasted beans. Now there are ultra-pretentious places, such as Blue Bottle, that make a fetish out of pouring a simple cup of joe, and charge north of $6 for the privilege. As for me, I have a machine in my office. And my second story is called Anger Management. 10-year-old Timmy was told not to bottle up his emotions.
"What does that mean?" he asked.
"Well, if you feel angry or sad or happy, don't keep it inside you. Let other people know how you feel." The next day, Timmy felt happy, so he smiled at everyone. His teachers thought he was creepy. The following day, Timmy felt sad, so he cried all day. His friends shunned him. That made Timmy angry, so the third day he took a glass Pepsi bottle and smashed it over Dave's head. That made Timmy happy again, and he smiled his creepy smile even as the teachers pulled him away. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.